and welcome back to the BenHeck.com podcast. Still not dead edition. I'm your host, Ben Heckendorn.
And I'm Jason Jones.
And we're not dead.
Still.
Hey.
Nor have we been left for dead.
Or left for dead too. Hey, this is like 3 years of podcasting now this week.
Holy shit. Yeah, I guess that was like late August-ish, wasn't it?
So people might complain about the fact that sometimes we don't do podcasts for a month or two, but hey, we're still doing them.
Or like that goddamn Time Bandits movie.
You know, I saw that when I was a kid, and when I was a kid, I liked it, I have to admit.
I bet if you watched it today, you'd just want to, like, I don't know, stick your soldering iron in your eyeballs. Terrible movie. Ugh, I'll never get that hour and a half back, so it did steal time.
That's a good point. Okay, anyway, today we're going to talk about the PS3 Slim. It finally came out. What a surprise. It's cheaper now, too. Also, about goddamn time, Sony.
Much like the PSP Go, it was another poorly kept secret for Sony.
Let's see. Oh, and the Xbox. Looks like the Pro SKU is going away, and it'll just be the Arcade and the Elite.
Yep.
But without an HDMI cable, I believe, so we shall discuss.
Yes.
Maybe we could talk about how Sony needs to take their gloves off in their marketing.
Yes.
Because they really could get a leg up on the Xbox if they wanted.
And now what is Nintendo's story? They've got falling sales, and the PS3 only costs $50 more.
They might drop that as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they do that, like, around November-ish.
Yeah.
Because I looked at, like, last month, I think it was, and it was still, you know, leading in sales, but it was only, like, 280,000 or something, and the 360 sold 220,000, which is easily the closest it's been since the Wii came out.
If you go to stores, I mean, there's always Wiis now, like at Target yesterday.
Yeah, there's just
the new case is just full. And the Wii Fit, and...
Yeah, I think it's kind of finally started to get close to its saturation point.
Hey, years ago, we were right. We said the Wii was going to be a fad, but the sad thing is it would influence other game systems to copy the same bullshit. Yep. And by the time they do, all of it will be a fad, so Microsoft and Sony will be wasting their money. Yep. So people should listen to us more often.
And our other prediction could still come true, because we did predict in the end that Sony would end up being king of this generation.
Did you read that report about... 54% failure rates on Xbox, according to a poll. And Microsoft didn't dispute it. They just said, well, we have a good warranty.
Yeah. I wish they would have, in that poll, taken it a little further. I mean, I realize it was a reasonably, you know, just unscientific thing, but it would have been nice, you know, for the people that had multiple failures, for them to denote whether or not those are refurb units, because I'd be willing to bet they were. And the refurbs seem to just have a ridiculously high rate of failure.
Failure. So that's why you hear about people either have their original Xbox
or
on their fifth.
Five or something, yeah.
Well, that poll was like 5,000 people, which is a lot, because usually when they have like a Gallup poll of like, what do you think of our bullshit healthcare plan?
Yeah, it was like 800 or 900
people.
Yeah,
maybe 1,000. You know, and...
Oh, yeah, I mean...
So 5,000 is a pretty good number.
Yeah, I wish they would have had that little extra nugget of info. I mean... Obviously, the 360 has high failure rates. Nobody's disputing that, but it just would have been interesting to see if, you know, those were refurbs on the second and third times that people were having. I would assume they were.
Yeah, they should have said, like, store-purchased Xbox 360.
Yeah. So.
All right, well, yeah, you want to start with the PS3 Slim? Or, wait, I'm sorry, I forgot. What games have you been playing, Jones?
Well, lately, for some reason, like, couple 3 weeks ago, I got a hair up my ass to finally finish off Mass Effect after, like, over a year of not playing it. Because I looked at my achievements, and I think the last achievement I got before I started playing again was, like, back in May of 08. But for some reason, I decided I'm going to beat this game, and so I started playing it. And then, for some reason, it finally, like, hooked me, and I was like, man, this game kicks ass. And I've actually played through it two more times since beating it that time, so I've beaten it, like, three times now.
Wow.
And, because, like, when you beat it on normal, you unlock hardcore difficulty, and then when you beat it on hardcore, then you unlock insanity. And it's kind of neat, because you can play through it. There's, like, six different characters in your group besides you, and you can play through it with the different characters, and it can kind of affect the storyline differently depending on who's in your crew, and plus you can take kind of the dark and light paths and whatnot with your choices, and it's kind of interesting, you know, playing through it and seeing how different decisions you make have an impact. And I'm really looking forward to Mass Effect 2 now when they bring that out, because you're supposed to be able to import your character from the first game into it, and, and choices that you made in the first game are going to carry over into the second one. So, like, for instance, there's a point in the game where you basically have to choose... Basically, there's, like, the suicide mission that you have to send one of the people in your crew off on. And so, basically, you have to choose who's going to go off on that mission and die. And so, you don't get to use them for the rest of the game, and obviously they shouldn't be there in the next game when you're playing. So
maybe they will be. They'll be back, and they'll be like, you betrayed me, Cobra Commander style.
You left me behind.
For dead.
But so, stuff like that's pretty cool, and it is a damn gorgeous game. I mean, it's definitely one of the best-looking games I've ever played, I would have to say, like with the just the way the cutscenes are done and everything. I mean, really the only drawback to it is the choppiness it can have sometimes, like where the frame rate will just drop out on it. From what I've read, they've addressed that in the new game, so hopefully that'll be the case. But yeah, it's a pretty cool game.
Downloadable content kind of out for that, like, pretty soon?
Yeah, they had, like, Bring Down the Sky came out, like, God, March of last year, and then there's been nothing since, but now... They said something a couple of months ago where there was going to be an announcement, like, imminent within a week or two about the DLC that was going to be coming out, but then nothing happened. But now in the last week or so, if you go on Xbox.com and look at Mass Effect, it suddenly has 1,200 achievement points instead of 1,050 now. And there's three new achievements that show up. And there's been talk about it. I haven't heard anything about a release date yet, but... From what I read, it actually, on Xbox.com, it's in the marketplace out there where you could buy it, but somebody said that when you click on it, then it asks you for, like, a promotional code.
Hmm.
So I wonder if they're going to have something where, like, if you pre-order Mass Effect 2, you'll get this code, and then you can get that DLC for the first game for free.
Hmm.
I don't know, but it's supposed to be kind of like a arena... from Oblivion type thing where you basically go in and you have to fight with different weapons and whatnot, so or different powers, as it were.
The arena was cool.
Yeah.
You read that Bethesda said they're not making another Elder Scrolls this time?
What?
I know, isn't that lame?
So what are they going to do, just poop out Fallouts forever?
No, I think they're done with that too.
Are they going to make something new?
Because they're making a new Fallout game. It's called, like, it's in Las Vegas, but it's not being made by Bethesda. It's maybe made by Interplay.
Okay.
I don't know, but, you know, I like, I'm like one of the six people on Earth who think Fallout is better than Oblivion.
Never.
But, yeah, well, whatever, but still, I would love to play another Oblivion game.
Oh, yeah.
Although, maybe they're waiting for, like, a new console, because...
Yeah.
That's something that kind of bothers me, like... Let's say with Call of Duty 5 or 6 or whatever the hell it's going to be called. Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah.
Modern Warfare 2 Electric Boogaloo, semicolon. Anyway.
Call of Booty.
They had Call of Duty 2, and that was brand new. That was on the Xbox. And Call of Duty 3, and Part 4, and Part 5, and Part 6, all on the Xbox.
Yeah.
So my point is, if they're making Modern Warfare 2 with the Xbox as a target system, it's like way behind, like, a computer now.
Yeah.
I find that kind of disappointing. I mean, that curve has definitely changed. I mean, like 10 years ago or 6, or even like, well, not even that long ago, I mean, you certainly wouldn't have a new AAA game like that being made for such an old console. But now it is.
Yeah.
Because remember, like, it used to be, like, the console games and their PC counterparts were completely different.
Yeah.
But now that's not the case.
That's like with Mass Effect 2. I guess they're launching both of those at the same time, where... with the first Mass Effect, it came out for the 360 first, and then like 6 months later it came out for the PC. But they said that they learned a lot of things in bringing it to the PC, and now they're using what they learned in doing that for bringing Part 2 to the 360. I would imagine probably with some of the frame rate issues and stuff like that, but I mean, the thing is, you know, if you're a developer, it's, I guess the reality is you go with what sells, and I'd have to think they sell more copies of Call of Duty on the 360 than they do even on the PC. I don't know what the PC sales numbers are.
Though.
Shit. But I don't know what PC sales numbers are, because those don't get reported on by whatever the hell that is.
I'm sure it's not as much, but...
So, I mean, that's probably the reason right there.
Well, at least you can crank it up, I guess, on the PC.
But, yeah. Well, the PS3 is beyond most anything out there, I would say, but nobody's fully utilizing it.
Well, speaking of a game I recently played that you borrowed to me, Infamous.
Or that you borrowed from me or I loaned to you.
I thought I said you borrowed to me.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
That doesn't seem correct. Somebody out there correct me if I'm wrong, but...
Speaking of that, don't you hate when people say how... when they go up to, like, someone and say, how much you give for that? Meaning, how much does something cost? You ever hear that? People say that.
I think I've heard that before, yeah.
How much you give for that? It's like, no, how much do you give for it?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Infamous.
There's certain games... Infamous... I mean, obviously it's a great game, but it obviously only runs at 720p.
Yeah.
And the graphics were pretty good, but... I don't know. I just think... I know, still playing PC games. I think the consoles are starting to show their age already.
I don't know. The PS3 is pretty damn powerful. I just... Well, like, I'll keep beating the horse. Just wait till Gran Turismo 5 comes
or,
out.
Or Drake's Fortune 2.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking forward to that more than Modern Warfare 2, I'll be honest.
Oh, shit, yeah.
It's a better game, I'll buy Modern Warfare 2. What's going to be the first $60 PC game, by the way?
Yep. Because they can... Yeah, Uncharted 2 is going to kick ass.
Yeah,
I don't even care about it having multiplayer. I mean, the multiplayer is just kind of like this bonus that's tacked on, because,
yeah.
I mean, all I need is just the single-player game.
There's just something more romantic about the old guns and the old wars.
Yep.
Also, like, high-tech,
right.
You know, high-tech stuff where they're, like, using modern weapons. It's not as interesting to me.
Yeah.
I don't
know.
Just
my
whole
thing.
I'm still going to buy it, of course, but...
Well, that's been my whole thing when we've talked about it before. There's just something about World War II. You know, it's like, you feel like you're actually fighting for something because these battles actually took place.
Right.
You know, you feel like you're part of something bigger, where, like, in these new...
Yeah, apparently the Capitol building's on fire. You seen the artwork?
No.
Yeah, there's, like, this soldier running in the background. It looks like it's Capitol building, like, blown to hell.
I just so don't care about, like, the modern warfare games. I mean, I know they're hugely popular, and that's fine, but it's just not my cup of tea. But,
yeah, it's not because of any controversy with, like, a Mideast conflict,
no.
I don't give a shit about that. It's just...
No.
I feel like Drake's Fortune, like, most of that was, like, you know, like, AK-47s and pistols, and... I don't know, I just don't... All the high-tech weaponry just does not... It's like, oh, I've got an infrared sniper rifle, blah, blah, blah. I just don't care about that stuff.
Yep.
Hey, that Wolfenstein game came out.
Yeah. They don't even have a demo for that, do they?
I don't know.
I don't think they do, but I would like to check it out, because if it's good, I wouldn't mind supporting our local talent.
I was at Quaker Steak twice yesterday, and I didn't run into any Raven people, so...
Wow.
I think our chances are low.
I found out I'm boned on Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2, because they're not actually doing that.
No!
It's like Vicarious Visions, I think, is doing it. Which sucks. It's like freaking Raven did the two X-Men Legends games and Marvel Ultimate Alliance, but I guess they were doing that Wolverine game, and then Wolfenstein, and then they've got Singularity, so maybe they just had too much on their plate.
Oh, I was thinking about Singularity the other day, because I drove past the Badger Ammunition Plant.
That'd
Vicarious
be pretty
Visions,
cool.
What have they done?
God, it seems like they've done, like, a lot of stuff where, like, for porting games to, like, the DS and PSP and whatnot. Which is kind of weird.
It kind of confuses me, because Visceral Games, that's the studio that made Dead Space, right? Because they, like, renamed themselves Visceral Games.
I think so, yeah.
Hey, God of War 3 comes out, like, what, in March?
Think so.
So that
yeah.
game was originally supposed to come out in Q1 2010, and it's just staying there.
Yeah.
Unlike every other
Unlike
game being pushed back.
Else, yeah.
Seriously, besides like all the 94,000 Rock Band games coming out this fall,
Ugh.
Drake's Fortune and Modern Warfare 2, everything seems like it's being pushed back to like, you know, January or February. Bioshock might even be later than they originally thought. It might be like more like...
It'll probably be like next August or something by the time it's done.
You hear there's like 5 studios working on that?
Yeah. Well, shit, just like a month or two ago, there was like an article on GameSpot where they brought in some new company to help work on like the artwork and stuff for
what
it,
is,
I think.
Is it just way too ambitious or something, or what?
That's kind of what I'm wondering. Well, they're adding like multiplayer and stuff to it this time, which they didn't have before. They actually dropped multiplayer last time.
Yeah, but 4 studios?
Like, I mean, I don't know what else they got going on with it, but I don't know how long it took them to make the first Bioshock. I mean, who knows, maybe they were working on that for years and just didn't realize it.
Well, I guess we'll see. I don't know. I kind of have an iffy... I have an Avatar-ish feeling about it.
Well, I'd rather they take their time with it and get it right than try to just rush something out and have it be buggy and shitty, so...
Oh, okay. So those are the games we've been playing.
Yes.
Okay, so speaking of that, Dale told me you like to call Avatar Avatard. That's your name
yes.
for it? We could talk about that for a little bit before we get onto the console.
It'll either be Avatard or Avaturd by the time it's all said and done, probably.
So, yeah, well, they didn't have any Avaturd screenings in Wisconsin
yeah,
last
so we
Friday.
Couldn't see it in 3D or anything.
But, of course, we all saw the trailer, and...
Ugh.
I had to... I was cautious about the movie anyway.
Yeah,
so the
definitely.
Trailer wasn't that much of a surprise, but it just kind of confirmed my suspicions.
Yeah, it looks pretty cheesy by what I saw. It's one of those deals where, like, if it had anybody's name, well, not anybody, but most anyone's name other than James Cameron on it, people would just be probably skewering it.
Like, what if George Lucas was making that movie?
Yeah.
People would just be enraged.
Yep. Cause it,
but that movie is like even faker than like the Star Wars movie, because like it's like all fake, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really have any expectations for it, anyways. But yeah, seeing the trailer, I was just like, wow. You know, there's people that say, oh, you have to see it in 3D and blah blah blah, and it's like, well, if that's what it takes to think it's any good, that's not a good sign, because you know, story. You know, I should watch the trailer for it, and even if the effects look kind of cheesy, if the story's there, you know, the rest will follow.
The medium shouldn't be the message.
Yes.
Well, even if it makes the blue-skinned cat people look more realistic, they're still blue-skinned cat people.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard it's basically, by the sound of it, it's like Dances with Wolves in space, but I'm sure it's not going to be half as cool as Dances with Wolves.
Yeah, but Dances with Wolves, they didn't really fight the military in it that much. I mean, they fought that one wagon, but that wasn't really the point of the movie, whereas it seems to be the point of this movie.
Yeah.
And Dances with Wolves didn't have blue-skinned cat people in it.
Well, like, that's what I'm saying, you know, it's...
It had Kevin Costner and Battlestar Galactica President Woman.
But I think it's kind of like the fish out of water type thing or whatever, you know. Like, where Sam Worthington, you know, he's probably kind of like the... Kevin Costner in Dances with Wolves.
He's crippled in the beginning.
Yep. So
that scene was awesome when he like got on that horse and he like went across the battlefield.
Yeah.
And then, I think the last time I watched it, I noticed you could see patches being shot off of him and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Nice. Like someone shoots a patch off his arm.
Movie that, kicks.
That's
ass.
A hell of a movie.
And it has one of the greatest beginnings of
yes.
any movie.
The
also.
Pile of bloody boots.
Yep.
And
so
they
awesome.
Made that movie for $15 million.
Wow.
When that movie's being made, they thought it was going to bomb. They called it Kevin's Gate. Obviously, it didn't. So, but, again, it did not star cat people.
Yes.
I know, like, stuff with, like... I mean, James Cameron is my favorite filmmaker, and I've liked all his movies except for... Well, The Abyss is good, but it's probably my least favorite.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen Piranha 2, which would be a good shitty movie night movie. Anyway, I really don't want to see... blue-skinned cat people and animals and pterodactyls and whatnot fighting helicopters.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like George Lucas kind of stuff, or Ewok
yeah.
stuff. But at
yeah.
least the Ewoks were like real creatures in costumes making real logs go at, you know, pretty good special effects, where this is just fake, 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 fake.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's be interesting, I guess, to see what comes of it.
I mean, I'll go see it, of course. But, you know... geeks that are going to go see it no matter what, I mean, that might make them Watchmen money, but if Watchmen wasn't considered much of a success, this movie's like probably twice the cost at least.
It would be kind of nice if it failed, because then Cameron would have to, like, try again. I mean, he's pushing the envelope technologically, but, like, I don't know, the story just doesn't seem like it's there. You know, it's like he was king of the world after Titanic came around and made all that money, and he's just been able to, like, sit around and jack off for, like, over a decade now, you know, floating around at the bottom of the ocean and stuff, and, you know, going off and doing whatever the hell it is he does, but it'd be kind of nice to see him have to pull back and, you know, really go for it and get a good story and push it that way. Like, what was his other, like, Battle Angel Alita or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Which sounded more interesting than this.
Yeah, it had humans in it and robots.
Yeah. Yeah, I can get behind, like, robots and shit quicker than, you know, a full-on alien movie. Just, I don't know.
Yeah, and everything about it looks derivative. I mean, it has, like, those big walking things, which are derivative of Aliens and of The Matrix Reloaded.
Mm-hmm.
The Avatar out-of-body experience is derivative of The Matrix. The plot, as you mentioned, is like Dance of the Wolves / Pocahontas.
Yeah.
And Ewoks.
Yeah, it was kind of sad, like, watching the trailer. I was kind of like, oh, this looks all right, this looks all right. And then the blue-skinned cat people showed up. And then I was like, eh. Like, everything up to that, it looked like, eh, this could be doable. But then the blue-skinned cat people, which are, like, the focus of the movie, I was just like, this looks freaking stupid.
Yeah, when I first heard the plot for the movie, I thought the avatars were going to be just, like, some sort of human analog.
Yeah, that's
like
what
I
thought, too.
Kind of like in that Surrogates movie that hasn't come out yet.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what I thought it was going to be, too. But
no, they're blue-skinned cat people. Okay, here's another thing that bugs me. I know the premise is good, but if you have a bunch of military people with all this hardware fighting people with sticks and arrows, guess what? The people with sticks and arrows are going to lose.
Yep.
I mean, maybe not in Return of the Jedi.
Well, that's because they had really big logs to fight back with.
Well, that was just more like a few divisions of stormtroopers.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if there's an all-out battle, I mean, the natives would just get... I mean,
yeah, the Ewoks would have been slaughtered, you know.
I mean, they've always gotten slaughtered by the technology.
Yeah.
So, who knows, maybe they get slaughtered in this movie and it's like a sad ending, but...
Well, that would be redeeming, at least.
One thing about it, though, is... I think... You know, like when Titanic came out, everyone thought it was going to flop. But, I mean, it was obviously a very good movie. I think one of the things that, you know, no one expected was how funny it was. And maybe this movie will be funny too, you know, but I don't know.
Well, I think the big thing that helped Titanic was just it was based in a historical incident which people are generally aware of,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he did such a, you know, great job of bringing, you know, that ship to life and making it real, you know, and that was the thing with that movie. There were a lot of effects in it, but he went and, you know, built, like, what a... How big of a
like
scale...
90% scale.
Yeah, version of the Titanic, you know. He didn't go off in a computer somewhere. You know, he did a lot of shit for real with that. And it shows, you know, and... You know, I don't know, it's just... You know, Lord of the Rings is one thing, but this is something entirely
different.
Well, even
something like Gollum is more human-like than these blue-skinned cat people. I mean, isn't Gollum, like, some sort of, like, incredibly... sickish hobbit-type creature mm-hmm. or something, or skinny.
Well, and the thing, too, you know, in The Lord of the Rings is, like, you know, you got the Uruk-hai running around and stuff, but
they're
those
real.
Are real people, you know, made up that way. It's not some freaking person running around with a bunch of dots on them that they, you know, changed in a computer later on. And
yeah, really, the only effects I ever thought looked dodgy in The Lord of the Rings movies, it seems like whenever, like, Legolas would do something like run around in fast motion. Sometimes that seemed kind of fake.
Yeah.
But still was pretty good. I mean, and there were no blue-skinned cat people.
Yes.
There's a drinking game. Listen to our podcast and see how many times we say that.
But yeah, I don't know. It's... In some ways, I kind of hope it does bomb. Just because...
Why, it'll kill off creativity in Hollywood for good.
I don't know about that. I mean, look, you just said how derivative this movie is of, like, all sorts of stuff.
Oh, that's true, but it's not based off, like, a toy or...
Yeah, I know, but I mean, it's like, almost a purely CG movie, you know, and it's the 3D thing and all that. It's like, I'm sick of gimmicks. I'm sick of, you know, the CG shit all the time.
3D.
You know, and the 3D and all that. It's like, you know, give me just good, solid stories. That's what needs to come back. And I don't know how it's going to happen. Somehow all of this, like, remake and just gimmicky shit needs to, like, collapse in upon itself. And I don't know. There need to be more people like Darren Aronofsky and David Fincher and people like that running around. I mean, Fincher uses effects a lot, but he uses them to, like, further the story and enhance the story, not to...
But you don't really think about the effects. Even in Benjamin Button, you don't really think about
it. Yeah. And, like, Zodiac.
Benjamin Button looked a lot more realistic than Avatar.
Yes. And, like,
I mean,
Zodiac...
it wasn't, like, tons of effects, but when it was an effect, I mean, it looked great.
Yeah. And, like, Zodiac, if you just watched that movie, I would defy anyone to, like, suspect that there's, like, special effects work in that movie. It's, like, so well done and seamlessly integrated, you know, and it's a period movie, and you wouldn't even think that there was as much effects work in that movie as there is. And it's just because it's well done, and it's not meant to come out and kind of be like, hey, look what I can do. It's just, like, you know, it just fits into everything, so...
Well, in Cameron's movies, the effects... I mean, the stories always come first, and the effects just serve the story very, very well, and...
Yeah.
I think this might be the first case of him going the other way around.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Because he's really big on the 3D shit. I mean, that seems to be his whole purpose for making this movie is 3D,
but,
so...
But, you know, if you have to see it in 3D, still the vast majority of screens aren't 3D.
Yeah.
And then, isn't it supposed to be, like, almost 3 hours long?
I think so. Which, yeah.
3 hours of blue-skinned cat people.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, both of us are going to go see it still, because, you know, that's what we do. But
yeah, James Cameron could make a movie about Mother Teresa getting butt-raped by Jar Jar Binks, and I would go see it.
But
that doesn't mean I'd like it, but I'd go see it.
Yeah, it's not like we're jumping out of our skin. It's just like when...
Misa, love you long time!
It's just like when Indiana Jones 4 came out, you know, we were definitely skittish about it going in, and then those fears were justified, but it's like, well, it's Spielberg and it's Indiana Jones. We're not going to lie to ourselves and say we're not going to see this movie.
See, that's a harder one to understand, because Spielberg is always making movies, and they're always usually really good.
I still...
What's the excuse for that?
I'm not somebody to, like, you know, rail on Lucas a lot, but I have to think a big part of that was him, because it's just such a drop-off from what Spielberg's been doing the last decade. Unless Spielberg was just like, fine, people want this fucking movie, I'll just shit this thing out, and maybe his heart just wasn't in it at all, and he just... crapped the thing
that
out.
Could be.
You know, where these movies like Munich and AI, you know, those were stories he really
Minority
wanted to
Report.
Tell, you know, and it showed, and maybe that was the thing with Indiana Jones, you know, he was just like, okay, fine, people have been beating me about the head for 10 years wanting this stupid movie to be made, so I'm just gonna crap the thing out to shut him up, and, you know, who knows, maybe that's what happened too, I don't know.
I mean, because Well, we need to get on our topics here, but I seriously thought it was probably his worst movie since 1941.
I would agree. I didn't think it was, you know, terrible, but...
It was better a second time, but...
Compared to what he is capable of doing, yeah, it's not good. You wouldn't think it was the same guy who made, you know, Minority Report, Munich, AI, and...
Terminal.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Catch Me If You Can, which is a great movie.
Yeah. So... Yeah.
Because after I watched, I don't know when it was, it was sometime last week, and it was like midnight, and I'm like, I feel like watching Minority Report. So I watched the whole thing until like 3 in the morning, and I'm like, wow, that movie was good. I mean, I've seen it before, but I forgot how good it was, and I'm like, maybe he should just direct Halo.
Yeah.
He could do it.
Yeah, I love Minority Report, and I think that'd be freaking cool if he'd do, like, you know, Halo. It would... definitely add this huge sense of legitimacy to it if somebody like Spielberg, you know, attached themselves to it. And,
yeah.
instead of just... Like, now I was reading something with the Bioshock movie the other day where, like, apparently Gore Verbinski is maybe dropping out of it. He'll still produce it, but he doesn't... He's probably not going to direct it now because they want to shoot it overseas and that conflicts with his schedule or something. And so now they're saying the guy who directed 28 Weeks Later is maybe going to do it. And it's like, you know, just don't even fucking make it then. It's like...
I don't think they should make it anyway. I don't think it'd make money.
I think it'd be cool, though.
It'd be cool, but if I was if I was a studio executive, I wouldn't greenlight that movie because.
Well, I would make it, but I wouldn't drop $150 million on it.
But how else could you?
I'd put it in like Robert Rodriguez's hands.
How could you make that movie cheaply, though?
Robert Rodriguez could find a way to make that movie for like $50 million.
He'd like film it in his bathtub.
He'd find a way. He made Sin City for what, like $45 million?
That's true.
You know.
It's all like, right. maybe we should move on .org. But yes,
sure.
Avatar. I hope I'm proven wrong, but I have a very bad feeling about this. Alright, so PS3 is finally cheaper.
Yes.
So now it's nearly halved in cost since its release.
It is halved in cost from the original 60 gig or whatever it was.
So, yeah. Now, the Xbox 360 isn't... I mean, it's ahead of the PlayStation 3, but maybe the PlayStation 3 will catch up.
Yeah, the 360 just hit 30 million units worldwide, I think, like a few weeks ago or a month ago, I read. And last I read, I think the PS3 was at like 23 or 24, and then the Wii's at like 54 or 55 million. But it's like, you know, Sony builds their systems to last, you know, like 10 years. And this is, what, year 3?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's... And now they're at $300, which is, you know, $50 more than a Wii, which isn't even a system in the same category. I mean, we won't belabor the point, but it's like, you know, for $50 more, you're getting 120-gig hard drive, you're getting Blu-ray, you're getting built-in Ethernet, you're getting an...
Built-in Wi-Fi.
Yeah, built-in Wi-Fi. You're getting, you know... an online network that, while it's not Xbox Live, it's improving.
And it's free.
And it's free. You know, and they have plenty of good exclusives, you know, contrary to what you may read online. And they get many of the same games the Xbox gets, you know, like Fallout and... Left 4 Dead doesn't come to it, but... like Bioshock and all that stuff, you know, Call of Duty, all of that's on the PS3 also, and so I think they're this is going to be an interesting holiday season because I think Sony's going to really make some gains.
Well, yeah, I mean, what I want to know is why doesn't instead of having like commercials where like baby dolls are like looking at a floating PlayStation,
yeah, that stuff's so stupid.
Why not just go on television and pull like an Apple ad and say. You know, have a split screen.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big fan of Microsoft and the Xbox. I'm just saying this is what Sony should do.
Yeah.
Have a split screen and say, little Jimmy bought a PlayStation 3. Bobby bought an Xbox 360. And then, like, show them both doing their things. Like, uh-oh, Bobby needs to spend another $100 on a Wi-Fi adapter. Well, yeah. Little Jimmy just hooks it up. Uh-oh, Bobby has to spend $50 a year for Xbox Live, where Jimmy just hooks it up.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, Bobby's Xbox is broken while Jimmy keeps playing. And people might say, oh, we can't talk about failures. Look at car ads.
Yeah.
Like, reliability is like one of the top issues.
Yeah.
And the difference in reliability between a Honda and a Ford is far less than the difference
negligible.
In quality between a 360 and an Xbox. Like,
yeah.
Xbox 360 will probably break, PS3 probably won't. That's a lot bigger difference than the foreign cars have. But people are hung up on the foreign cars for that, so why doesn't Sony push that? Why don't they equate... Won't they show, like, a junky car and then show the PS3? I mean, they just need some trash-talking ads.
Yeah.
Like, the Neo Geo's like, oh, this is the hot dog, and this is the Neo Geo, and Genesis does what Nintendo don't. And people
will
be knocking down your door to get your
Commodore
64.
Their ads are terrible. It's like, probably the best ads they've had are the ones where they're, like, pushing it as a Blu-ray player, which is sad.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're, like, ads about it as a gaming system. Yeah, what was, like, the first one? It had, like, a Rubik's Cube floating in a room or something, and it, like, solved it. In, you know, like a split second or whatever. And it's like, yeah, that's, I guess, cool. But, you know, show me what it can do.
Now
you know, do it like an Apple ad. You know, My feelings about Apple are well known, but they do have good ads. Like, they show the iPhone. What do? They hold the iPhone up on the screen. They show the person, you know, dinking around looking for, like, a coffee at a Starbucks or something, and then they show them going online. They show them getting their email, and then the phone rings at the end, and they answer it.
Yeah, but
it's like, these are all the things you can do with that device.
And it's all in one continuous shot.
Yeah.
And with the Apple computer ads, they're horse shit.
Yeah, they're pretty much filled with lies, but...
But they attack the product.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be you couldn't even name your competitor's product in a commercial or show it.
Yeah.
But now you can. They changed that many years ago. So why not do it?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to trash talk?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I was Sony, I would just... I mean, now that the price is the same, you know, not including the arcade, because the arcade doesn't have a hard drive, even though that's about the only difference now.
Yeah.
Say, look, you know, Blu-ray movies, like, what? I would say almost like 90% of the games are the same. I mean, there's not that many exclusives anymore. All the same exclusive games, the system won't break, free online. Just say that in a commercial. Say,
I know it.
Because the people who want to buy a PS3 aren't going to be interested in a Wii and vice versa. So just basically say, here's why the Xbox sucks and here's why we're better.
Yep.
And hardware-wise, I mean, it is superior. I mean, the PS3 Slim, I'm sure it's also superior to the Xbox. I mean,
yeah.
But why not? They should just do that.
That's all. All they'd have to do is show, like, in the ad is, like, you know, show two people going to the store to get, like, the same functionality, and they could show, like, the person going in, they just pick up a PS3, go to the register. On the other side, they show the guy with the Xbox, and then he, like, throws a Blu-ray player on top of it and grabs, like, a wireless adapter.
And they can, like, have the tab running on the screen. Like,
yeah,
the total.
And it keeps dinging up, you know, and he's, like, you know, kind of juggling this stuff going up to the register, you know, and it's, like, yeah, it's the sort of stuff
kind
of
like the
do.
You'd have to eat 12 bowls of Cheerios to get this amount of nutrition in Special K. You know those kind of commercials?
Yeah, yep.
You know what? Sony should just watch Mad Men.
Yes!
I finished season 2 yesterday.
Nice.
I was so glad to see his wife finally cheat on him.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah!
Well, and she, like, kicked him out of the house and everything. I thought all that stuff was, like, cool.
It was about goddamn time she did that.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, the more I watch that show, the more I appreciate, like, the nuances of it and, like, realize how good it is.
Yeah, it's
I like Colin Hanks as that minister guy.
Yeah,
too.
It was fun seeing him pop up. But yeah, they should hire Don Draper to do their ads.
Yep. He'd be like, your ads suck.
They'd be cleaning house.
Yeah, I just think they need to attack. They need to go on the offensive.
Yeah, now's the time, because... Because it's like now basically price is a non-factor.
The Wii is fairly saturated.
Yeah. And I mean, the Wii is like $50 cheaper, and it's not even really comparable in any way to it. I think the $300 price point is going to be quite the boon. Like, there was a guy I work with, and he's been sitting there waiting and waiting, like, for the last 6 months. And he's like, you know, they're going to drop the price on that thing. And he's like, sure enough, boom, they announce it, and he's like, yep, September 1st, I'm going and buying one. And I think there's a lot of people like that. You know, there's a lot of people that maybe want to get into Blu-ray, and they've kind of been looking at, you know, well, yeah, PS3 would be nice too, but I don't want to drop $400, but now it's $300, and you're getting all that functionality.
I think you could have a lot of growth, especially like with Gran Turismo and Final Fantasy probably coming out next year.
Yeah, and God of War 3,
yep,
and
all the other games.
So yeah, I think it...
Netflix, though, apparently that's tied up to the Xbox now, right?
Oh, it is?
I think it's exclusive.
Because
there were rumors of it coming, like, the Wii and then maybe the PS3, but apparently...
Microsoft must have backed a truck up to Netflix's door.
That is a pretty awesome feature. I mean,
yeah,
there's really no doubt about it.
But, yeah, it'd be interesting to see, and I think this is Sony's time, and they... I think it could pay off for them, you know, if Blu-ray starts to take hold, which it slowly is, and, you know, it could very much play out like the PS2 did. You know, they stuck DVD into the PS2, and I knew a lot of people that was one of the key reasons they bought a PS2, is because it doubled as a DVD player. And now the PS3, it's, you know, got the Blu-ray right in there, and like I always say to people that are thinking about Blu-ray, it's like, if you are going to buy one, buy a PS3, because it's the most future-proof Blu-ray player there is. It's easily the most popular Blu-ray player, and Sony is not going to bring out functionality that won't work on it.
Well, are there, how much can you get, like, a standalone Blu-ray player for these days?
I think there was, like, an El Cheapo one at, like, you know, Walmart for, like, $98 a week or two ago, but on average, it's like 200 to 250 for a halfway decent one, and like the regular, you know, the nicer Sony ones are, you know, $300-$400. You know, they're more than a PS3 is going to be, you know, or is, I guess.
Get a PS3 Slim and rip it apart. I haven't seen anyone take one apart yet online.
I guess I just assumed you were going to do that. I didn't even.
Well, I wish I had one already. I guess Sony's been giving them to, like, gaming places, like magazines and stuff. They just go around handing them out.
Oh, yeah, I did read about that one of them was like, oh, yeah, you know, Sony just stopped by today and dropped one off.
We should pester the guy at Engadget and say, hey, you done with that yet? I'd like to look at it. I bet a lot of the cost, I guess it's 45 nanometer chips, which I don't think any console has that yet. So I bet a lot of the cost savings and size savings was just the heat sink, because it doesn't need to be as big. I think the old one was 90. Yeah, probably. So that should be interesting.
Yeah. So.
And it's still got an internal power supply, which I think is cool.
Yeah, that's
apparently
awesome.
Some people think that's dumb, but.
I think that's cool. It's nice just having to take a freaking cord and plug it into the wall and not have this goddamn literally like a brick for what the 360 has. I mean, I like the 360, but it definitely has some flaws, and, you know, it's got this gigantic...
Can you imagine what its failure rate would have been if they would have had that inside the case, though?
Oh, God. But, yeah, it's... I think this is definitely Sony's time. Just imagine if they had this, and they had, like, you know, Final Fantasy or Gran Turismo coming out, like, this fall. That would have been, like, huge.
I think the problem with Sony is they can't, their company's still not doing all that well, so they can't just back a truck up to Netflix's door with money. I mean, Microsoft can just spend all the money they want, and Nintendo doesn't care, but Sony actually has to, like, so Sony can't say, oh, Polyphony Digital, here's $10 million to get that game done by November. They can't do it. Microsoft probably could, like.
Yeah.
Or like Activision. I mean, like, you know, there's a zero chance in hell Modern Warfare 2 will be delayed.
Yeah. Well, and like, look at, you know, Microsoft, in the time since Gran Turismo 4 came out, I think Forza 1 actually came out right around the same time or just after it, and then Forza 2 came out for the 360, and now Forza 3 comes out in late October, you know, so just like that, and that's why Hitler turned to the Xbox 360 in that wonderful YouTube video that's out there.
Yes, that still doesn't have enough views.
But
we spent hours and hours on that.
That was fun, though.
Fuck you and your Blu-ray!
We got to come up with another thing like that to do, because that was
pretty
fun.
Well, you could do that for the whole movie subtitled. You could do it anywhere.
That's true.
Like when he's interviewing the secretary, so he could be like, what is your favorite game console? yeah. So, I don't think I've talked about microwave pork rinds yet.
Oh, God.
I discovered microwave pork rinds actually exist. I was at this bar, I know, hard to believe, up north, and they had this thing on the wall, and it looked like it was bags of microwave popcorn, but it was microwave pork rinds. And you put them in the microwave, obviously, and it only takes, like, it's not even as long as microwave popcorn, and these little things, they expand and cook, and they turn into pork rinds. It's amazing! And they were if you like pork rinds, they were delicious.
They're warm and everything, so...
Oh, yeah. I couldn't believe how well it worked. But they're kind of... That's the only time I've ever seen them, so I'm going to have to find some more. Just like my astronaut ice cream I got.
Yes, and he bequeathed one of them to me so I can...
You can pretend to be
see what this stuff's all about. Because I've never had it before.
It's kind of interesting. You put it in your mouth, it kind of starts to reconstitute itself.
Really?
Yeah. It sort of tastes like ice cream.
Wow.
Yeah.
Astronautfoods.com. There, I'll give them a plug.
Astronaut food!
Make movie film. Hey, they're made in the USA. Boulder, Colorado.
All right.
Get in there.
All right, so what else were we going to talk about in this podcast?
Well, we... Then we didn't really talk much about the Xbox's price cut, but, I mean, it's like, they're getting rid of the Pro.
Price cut or a feature switch?
Well, yeah, they got rid of the Pro, and then they're basically making the Elite $299 now or whatever, without an HDMI cable.
It's just a bigger hard drive.
Yeah, it's the black case and the bigger hard drive. That's basically what you get.
Well, so that 60-gig hard drive, that was like, what, a year? Not even that?
Well, it wasn't very long. But yeah, it's like, you know, now if you just compare the PS3 to, like, the Elite, it's like, okay, they both have 120 gig hard drives. You know, one's got Blu-ray, the other doesn't. One has wireless, the other one doesn't. One has a online service you have to pay for, the other one doesn't. You know, it's like
one will probably break, the other one doesn't.
Yeah. I mean, the deck is very much stacked in Sony's favor now, so
yeah, again,
it'll
this
be
not,
interesting to see what they do with it.
If I would say if Sony can't get sales out of this, they're,
yeah,
idiots,
they're screwed.
But I think they will.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is not rocket science. You know, it's kind of funny. Well, I guess it's been almost 9 years ago, but like the PlayStation 3 or PlayStation 2 debuted at $300.
Yeah.
And now it's like a miracle that it's gotten down to $300. I guess you could say it's inflation, but.
Yeah. But I mean, it's a hell of a value. I mean, if you think about it, it's.
Yeah, I just bought
quite the
mine
system.
Like, when was it, last month or 2 months ago or something?
Yeah.
But I don't regret it.
Yeah.
But no backwards compatibility ever.
Yep. Yeah, they came right out and just said no. And I mean, really, it's like, you know, if you're buying a PlayStation 3,
you're probably buying
you're
gonna
it, buy PlayStation
3
games, you know. And most people have a PS2 laying around somewhere that they can play their old goddamn games on it. It's like, I don't know.
No, I think it's a worthless feature. I mean, to get the good backwards compatibility, you basically have to include the chips from the first PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
For the small percentage of the population that is really wants it, it's not really worth that.
Yeah.
It's like that Battle Star Galactica remake.
Well, and the thing is, there's no money in it, really, for Sony, because it's like, okay, so they put backwards compatibility in it. That generally means that all these people that had PS2 games that care about the feature, they're going to play them on the PS3, but those are games Sony already sold. They're not getting anything. It's like a feature that just costs them money. It's not like people are going to go buy a PS3 and then rush out to the store and be like, wow, where are all these PS2 games I can play for it that won't look nearly as good and won't be nearly as interesting, you know, in many ways. But it's,
Yeah, I've never understood backwards compatibility because if you buy a new system, you are probably a fan of the previous system, so you probably own it.
Yes.
I've just never understood why that's an issue.
Yeah.
And unless you live in your car, you probably can find room for it.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe like the wives are like, no, you can only have one system on the TV, blah, 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 blah. But then you're probably not going to get to buy a PS3 anyway. So.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a feature I used to kind of care about a little, but I've kind of found over time that I just kind of like leave the past behind me when it comes to gaming generally, and whatever the current generation is, that's what I play. I don't find myself sitting around, you know, longing for the adventures of Willy Beamish or something and, you know, have to go and, like, bust out my Sega CD, you know, to play it. That just doesn't happen, you know. And even Snatcher, which was a game I loved, I don't go back and bust out my Sega CD to play it.
I busted out my Atari 800 last week. Actually, it's right there. It hasn't moved that far from the desk.
And it's clean now.
This Atari is clean.
But yeah, so backwards compatibility. If I were Sony, Microsoft, whoever, I'd be like, fuck it. It's not going to make us money. So why spend any time on it?
Yeah, you know, since every time that Sony makes a new processor, it's completely fucked up. I mean, the PlayStation processor was nuts, and the PlayStation 3 is nuts. So it's probably hard to emulate as well. Look at the Xbox. The Xbox is a PowerPC-based machine. I mean, the Xbox 360. It's a PowerPC-based machine that can emulate the Intel-based Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
But whereas the PlayStation 3 can't software emulate the PlayStation 2, or at least well enough to include the feature.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny, but, you know, obviously software would be free. I mean, well, not Well, free for manufacturing, if they put an emulator on it, but it probably just doesn't work well enough, so they're just like, screw it.
Yeah, it's like they could use those resources for other things.
Like PlayStation Home.
Yeah, there's another bottomless pit,
So what do you think of the Avatar Marketplace?
I actually kind of forgot it even existed until, like, today I was poking around. Before I went to work, I was looking at the Xbox Marketplace, and I clicked on Mass Effect, because I was looking to see if that DLC was out there, and I'm like, what the hell is all this shit? And it was, like, all, like, shirts and stuff. Like, there was, like, an L7 shirt or whatever, which is, like, what your uniform has on it that you could put on your avatar. And they had, like, one of the suits from the game, like, one of the armor packs you can get. You could buy that for your avatar. It was, like, $4 or $5. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Oh, Who pays for this stuff?
There's a, you can, your character can have a remote control warthog from,
yep,
yeah, that's like $4.
Yeah, you can have like little, yeah, crap like that. And I was just like, you know, I'll stick with the free crap.
Sure, someone, you sure called that one though, because I remember a year ago you're like, oh, just watch.
Yeah.
They'll sell you clothes and whatnot, and yep. It took them longer than I thought it would, actually.
Yeah, I figured it'd be like probably within 6 months, but. But yeah, they brought out a fair amount of free stuff, which was decent, I guess. But yeah, now all of like the cool stuff, basically, where it's like the game themed stuff, you know, that stuff all costs money.
And in Guitar Hero 5, your avatar or your avatared can be in the game, apparently.
Yeah.
So what do you think of? So we have Band Hero, Guitar Hero 5, Rock Band Lego, and Beatles Rock Band.
Yeah.
Where does it end?
In a big pile of plastic instruments. I don't know. I like the genre, but as we've pretty much predicted for the last year and a half, 2 years, it's definitely driving itself into the ground.
Doesn't Beatles comes out like in what, 2 weeks?
Well, Guitar Hero 5 comes out September 1st, and then Beatles comes out September 9th.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And then DJ Hero.
Oh.
That's either late September or late October. And then I don't know when Lego Rock Band is. That's probably before the end of the year, I would imagine, to get in for Christmas or some crap. And Band Hero is probably the same goddamn thing. It's just... Ugh. And then...
Are you going to pick up Beatles?
You know, I don't think I'm going to. I just... Maybe somewhere down the road, but I'm just not feeling it right now. I'd rather get, like, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2, which comes out a week later. And...
Yeah, Guitar Hero comes out in September. That's awfully early.
Yeah, well, I think they did it to beat Rock Band Beatles, because it's a little over a week before it comes out.
I wonder if Beatles will sell well.
I think it will.
We've talked about it before.
Yeah, I think it will.
Dale was asking me about it the other day. He's like, when's that Beatles game come out?
Well, see, there's your indicator right there. Dale's, like, the biggest non-gamer we know, probably.
Hey, when I was playing it in Boston, yeah, like, all sorts of people were like, oh, wow, the Beatles! Like, all yeah. this popped up as soon as they saw that, so...
Well, that's always the big problem. Like, whenever we've had a Rock Band, you know, party or whatever, that's always the problem is, like...
People don't know the music.
People don't know the songs, you know, and... You know, the coolest part of Rock Band is when you can get a group of people together and people will actually grab the mic and sing. That's when it's, like, the coolest, is when you actually have everybody
yep.
playing, and it just doesn't happen that often with, you know, regular Rock Band. But Rock Band Beatles, I mean, everybody knows at least a few Beatles songs, and most people know a lot of Beatles songs, or will be at least willing to jump in and give it a go. And plus, you can have, like... multiple mics in it, which I think is a big thing, too, because just like with...
Three of them, yeah.
Because just like with karaoke, a lot of people don't want to get up there by themselves, but if you can have a couple people, you know, rocking out the vocals, they're more willing to do it. So it... I think they're doing a lot of things right with it.
Yeah, it's like when the vocals have, like, three different chords, so basically, you know, people sing at three different chords. It's the same thing, though, so it's like a three-part harmony.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't try it with three mics, but I don't know. I guess we'll have to see.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to play it. I think they've got it at Best Buy now, where you can play it there. Or maybe that was just a limited thing, but I read...
Oh, yeah, like, where they were on Sunday?
Yeah, where they were going to have it where you could play it, but I don't know if it was just that day or if it's just there now. It would make sense for it just to be there, so
yeah,
people could check it out.
Yeah, maybe I should buy that. I mean, because if you don't buy it, somebody has to.
Yeah, because I started, like, looking, and I'm like, well, fuck. It's like, the Marvel Ultimate Alliance comes out, and then that Fallout Collector's Edition comes out in mid-October.
Good!
Which I will buy. And then, at the beginning of November, BioWare has a new game called, like, Dragon Age coming out, which is... It looks basically like Mass Effect, except with like dragons and like kind of more medieval type stuff, but it looks, you know, like the cutscenes and stuff are very Mass Effect-ish.
So it's Mass Effect in Oblivion.
Pretty much, which I'll get behind that.
Oh, yeah.
So
there are some games coming out this fall.
Yeah, I started, like, looking the other day, and I'm like, well, there isn't much coming out in November like there normally is, but there's a few decent... There's enough things coming out.
November 2nd when Modern Warfare 2 comes out? It's going to be the biggest game ever, you know?
Yeah.
Because that guy said so.
Yeah, I saw that quote, and I'm like, is this dude nuts?
Must be November 3rd. Does that sound right?
It's probably right.
When does...
I think that's the same day Dragon Age comes out. So.
When does Drake's Fortune come out?
That's October. Yeah, see, that's the same. That comes out the same damn day that Fallout...
Is it the 20th?
Comes out. It's like the 13th, I think.
Oh, okay.
I know there was...
Oh, and Assassin's Creed comes out.
Oh, god damn it.
Assassin's Creed 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably get... I guess I'll get the Beatles... Drake's Fortune, I'm going to get that.
Maybe I'll let you get that, and then I'll get that Fallout thing.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Because it's like, Jesus.
Okay, how about I'll get Beatles, Drake's Fortune, and Modern Warfare 2, and you can get everything else, and then we can trade.
All right, sounds good.
I still haven't played Assassin's Creed 1.
You haven't played that?
No.
Oh, I should loan that to you.
It's kind of like Infamous, where you can climb on buildings, though, right?
Yep. It's fairly repetitive, but it's still pretty cool, because you can just, run around, jump on buildings, you can sneak up behind people and, like, stab them and stuff.
Oh, well, I mean, I've seen it
It's played. Pretty cool.
Yeah, Infamous kind of reminded me of Heroes, before it started to suck. I mean, because basically, you get this... A big bomb goes off, then everyone has superpowers... And there's an evil future. Heroes.
So how cool was the beginning of that game? I love the beginning where you hit the start button, and that's what triggers the explosion, and it just goes right into the game.
Well, I thought the twist ending was like, oh my god, I never saw that coming.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it's cool. And it's, like, different.
And it sets it up for a sequel, of course.
Yeah, and it plays out, you know, differently depending on if you do the good or bad paths. There's definitely motivation to play through it twice, which is cool. Unlike Bioshock, you know, where you just kind of get, like, a different cutscene at the end.
Yeah, I wondered about that when I was playing through it. I played through it... Most times when I play a game, I always go through it good the first time. And,
yeah.
I kind of wondered about that. I'm like, oh, the sadistic choice. I bet if I did it the other way, she'd still die, and et cetera, et cetera. And...
Yeah. Because that's what was cool, like, in Mass Effect also. Like, at the end, you have this choice, you know, where you can either... bring in your fleet and, like, save the, like, basically the Galactic Council is on this ship, like, and they're being attacked, and you can have your fleet come in and, like, bail them out and save them, or you can have your fleet hold back and concentrate on, like, the big enemy ship you gotta take out. And so, depending on how you answer that question, either the Council lives, or the Council gets, like, wiped out, and then you get to see the effects of that in the ending, and it's pretty neat. Like,
and that's going to carry over into the next game?
Yeah. So that's pretty cool when they're starting to do stuff, you know, where it's not just like you get a different cutscene at the end. Mm-hmm. It, like, actually has impact. And, like, the great thing in Mass Effect is there's a lot of choices in that game where you actually sit there and think about it. Like, there's actual, like, weight to your decisions. It's not just like, whatever. You know, you actually kind of get attached to some of the characters, and so it's like, really like, fuck, you know, what do I do here? You know, and it's pretty cool.
That's that was kind of a problem with the Bioshock 1's ending. I mean, so you either, like, come up to the surface and you're nice or something, or you come to the surface and you're going to blow up the world, apparently.
Yeah.
So how do you make how does either one of those choices lead into a sequel to make it the same sequel? And answer is, it didn't.
It didn't,
you're still under the ocean, which is kind of a cop-out.
Yeah.
They painted themselves into a corner on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, except for when I heard him talking about a sequel to that game, and I was always like, how the hell are you going to make a sequel to it?
Cause yeah, because which ending would it be based off of?
It was like, you'd almost have to do kind of the alternate thing, I thought, where maybe you'd show Rapture as it was falling apart, like the events that made it start to fall apart, and you took part in that, maybe, but instead they went down this different path, which is fine, I guess, too. I have to admit I'm less intrigued about it because you do play as like a big daddy in it, which I think is a little less interesting, but we'll see what they do with it.
Well, I mean, your character was pretty blank in it in the first
one.
I mean, I don't like it in games when the main character never speaks, unless it's Fallout 3, of course. All right, well, I think that's about it for our time. So, to wrap things up, yeah, we think Sony really has a chance to gain some ground if they, you know, pull their balls out of their wife's purse. And, yeah, Avatar, ?
Ugh.
So, yeah, we'll see you next time, or rather, you'll hear us next time on the BenHeck.com podcast. Goodbye.
Avaturd.